Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
What's up?
nothing much over here. I ain't making no noise.
Hey, you always making noise. Okay. Even when you not making noise, you making noise. That's how we roll.
Yes, it's hump day, you know.
It is certainly hump day. And then a lot going on this hump day. All eyes on Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Andrew Brown lost his life recently to, I'm going to say another tragic, senseless situation with sheriff deputies out in Elizabeth City. Police enforced a curfew in riot gear and made several arrests due to recent protesters and riots. I'm not even going to say riots because I don't think they were necessarily riots, but certainly demonstrations. Right, protesters.
Right.
They faced off recently in Elizabeth City after that curfew. I think about six people were arrested. But the bigger story is Andrew Brown was recently shot in the back of the head. And, you know, I think I saw today right before preparing for the show earlier that the judge ruled that all of the body cam video be shown, be made public. So that's a win for the family, because if you're not following this, you should. Again, Andrew Brown, say his name, Andrew Brown, another black man that has died. I'm not going to say to a police brutality. This was just flat out a police shooting, right? A murder, if you will.
Right.
And I'm going to say allegedly, right? Allegedly. We will find out soon. As the evidence has been,
footage.
That's correct. Absolutely. So, but this is the piece. The video was manipulated in such a way that they had to sue for the police department to release all of the video. It was manipulated. It was doctored, right? It was edited.
Yeah, for like down to 20 seconds or something.
Correct, right? Pretty much so that you could see nothing. There was no accountability. They didn't want you to see what happened after that particular point that they cut off. Just make it all available. And a judge in Elizabeth City did rule that it needs to be seen. It needs to be seen by the public, right? After Officer Darren Chauffin's conviction last week, I think it has set a precedent that many, many, many states are going to have to follow suit to. And it's about equal and fair treatment, right?
Right.
I think there's been protections for law enforcement for years. Protections,
right, because he wasn't a violent offender. He did have a record, but he wasn't a violent offender.
And there was nothing violent even about the exchange is what what allegedly is what we're hearing, right?
So the question is for him to jump in the car and try to drive away. Where did he think he was going?
Not sure, right? A lot of times it's a reflex.
Right.
It's a reflex. Sometimes we just respond, right? We just react without thinking about it, you know? A lot of times you hear, you know, be proactive and not reactive. The whole point behind being proactive, not reactive, is people saying think about it first. Think about it first,
right?
Because if you don't think about it first, never say what you won't do, right? Because why do people start running when they see somebody else run? Because it's a reaction to run when you see somebody else run.
Right.
And so enough is enough. It's been enough, right? It was enough after the first one. And we don't – listen, this has been going on for so long, like this goes back way too far, right? This goes back to Marcus Garvey, right?
Right.
I mean, come on. 917-889-3926 is the number. What happened, just a, really, I'm not going to say a coffee talk because it's not in the AM. But this is certainly just really a laid-back, like, chat. We're just really expressing our thoughts surrounding what is happening in America so much. What cannot happen, regardless of all that's happening, is we cannot become tired, we cannot become demoralized, and we cannot stop caring about young black men or black men, period, or black people, period, or people, period, specifically black people, getting killed senselessly in the streets of the United States of America. That's one thing that we cannot stop caring about. Do you care? You want to talk about it? Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Boston, what keeps you up at night?
Well, what keeps me up at night is the fact, the uncertainty. The uncertainty of our future, because, yes, we got a win with the Chauvin case, right? But we have so much further to go. Where how the young girl was shot right in the middle of the trial. The young man that was shot right in the middle of the trial. Like, and we're sitting here watching it, and we keep calling for justice, justice, justice. And it's like, how many examples do we have to have to have to keep calling for justice? You know what I mean? It is tiring. It is mentally straining. And then you have, you know, when I look at, I have, you know, of course, male friends and brothers. And so it's like, it has me worry about anytime I think of them, it's like, okay, I hope they're being safe. I hope they're safe. I hope that they don't get stopped by the police. I hope that they don't get in an accident. I don't want them to have any contact with the police at all. Like, I don't even.
Right.
It's a nerve-wracking thought. Like, I missed my turn the other day because it was police sitting at the corner.
Sure.
And I drove past them. Right, and it was just like it threw me off. I wasn't even doing anything, though. That was just, you would have thought I was doing
something. You sure you wasn't riding dirty? You sure you wasn't riding dirty?
I'm sure. I'm so sure. And listen.
Reflex.
Yes.
I think I had that same reflex or same reaction where you just automatically perk up. Right, you automatically want to bypass them. You don't want any interaction, and it shouldn't be that way. Specifically with people who get paid to protect and serve you.
Yeah.
But it is that way, and I think we have to be ready, stay ready, so that we don't have to get ready. Right.
Get ready.
And you know, I think. You know, it's important that fathers and mothers, regardless of an American, you know, black, colored, whatever your reference is, right, educate your young sons and daughters. Educate them on the realities of what we have to face just based on who we are. I think preparation eliminates anxiety, right? Preparation eliminates anxiety. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. If somebody gives you perspective and you know what to look for, you know how to respond when you're in a situation, right?
Right.
That reduces your stress level because you're not so cut off guard. But you're totally cut off guard if nobody told you that you're going to be hated because of who you are. So you need to not, you know, talk crazy. Don't use foul language. right? I'm going to tell you one thing that I learned early, and I didn't even know it was happening, right? But, you know, my dad used to say, get those M's out your forehead. Get those M's. When you're looking at me, when you're talking to me, get them M's out your forehead. And
oh.
I'm like, what is this N-word talking about?
What is this N-word talking about?
And what he's saying is literally, like, when, you know, it's physiognomy. For those who know what physiognomy is the expression on your face. The expression on your face. And the M's that he's talking about is if you look in the mirror and you frown, what you will see are wrinkles in your forehead. And the wrinkles in my forehead created an M shape because I was frowning.
Right.
Get the M's out your forehead. Right? And so what am I talking about? I'm talking about how when we're in a lot of situations when we don't like what people are saying, we frown up. Our physiognomy shows how we feel.
Right.
And you have to know that when you're talking to specific people in authority, people of authority, you got to get them M's out your forehead. You know what I'm saying? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. She then stepped up into place. A walk of hot chocolate. It's 916.
Hey, hey, hey. I am here. What's up, Tim? Hyman Radio family out there.
Hey, we up in here. Andrew Brown is the topic tonight. All eyes on Elizabeth City. Hey, North Carolina. Hey, it's a long break. So Derek Chauvin was convicted last week in the death of George Floyd. George Floyd's anniversary of that situation is coming up next month as we prepare to celebrate Juneteenth. Juneteenth is the celebration of the black culture, right? And we'll talk more about Juneteenth as we move into the month of June. Let's get to May 1st month, folks, just in case you don't know. Just staying in the spirit of our community, our culture. Are you all familiar with the Tulsa race massacre? That is Black Wall Street.
Yeah.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Are you all familiar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that also is coming up next month, the anniversary of Black Wall Street. We're going to talk about that more. But if you are not in sync, don't know anything about it, I'm going to give you some homework in preparation for shows that are coming up. Black Wall Street, right? It's about Tulsa, Oklahoma, a real-life situation where there were affluent, upwardly mobile African-American people, had their own own community, right, own stores, flourishing, booming. For those who do not know, there was oil, O-I-L, oil,
mm-hmm.
in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that black people got great wealth from. Okay, dropping some history lessons, and it's not February, okay? Because black history is 365, you feel me? But the point is this. Black Wall Street was burnt down to the ground by white folk who did not want to see black people win, okay?
Right.
That
right.
has happened time and time and time and time and time okay. and time again in American history. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street, it's called the Tulsa Race Massacre. Look it up. We'll talk about it more. Tonight we're talking about Andrew Brown and evidence that was withheld. A judge ruled that evidence be released and made public via the body cam. which we will find out exactly what happened. Andrew Brown had a bullet in the back of his head, which says that he was running away from the police officer when he shot him in the head. The 20-second video that was made available to us was BS. It clearly did not show the full picture. Ladies and gentlemen, right. We are sitting on the edge of our seats waiting for the rest of the picture. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We got about 10 more minutes left in the show. It's a short one tonight. Just wanted to check in, all eyes on Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Now, listen, all of us here know Elizabeth City well. It sits outside of Hampton Roads, Virginia, not too far from Norfolk and Virginia Beach, right? There's a HBCU in Elizabeth City, and I know black folks who have been in and out of Elizabeth City pretty much all of my life.
Right.
I don't know if it's a racist place. I don't know if it's an aggressive place as it relates to black folk, but I know that this is a situation that has put some spotlight on you folks. And I think at the end of the day, if you want people to leave and you want the spotlight off of you, I think you need to do the right thing expeditiously. Joe Clark said expeditiously.
Right, because the thing is this, that they were supposed to be serving an arrest and search warrant to his house because supposedly they had footage of him making a sale to an informant like days prior. So that's how they ended up at his house in the first place. To just have been out there to see it all unfold, like there's, we're not going to really have any full answers until we see the footage. Because also I read stories where they were saying that he had hit the police with his car.
That he was driving toward them when he was shot. But if that's the case, why are there bullets in the back of his head?
Back of his head, right. Why did they start? They started. So it was everybody that was behind him that started shooting, not who was in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, yeah, it's going to be a lot of questions until – I'm quite sure it's still going to be questions once the video comes out. I mean, once it's released still. I mean, he had a lot of family. There
are
going to be a lot of questions.
And ultimately, there's going to be a lot of accountability. And I think that's ultimately all we need. We need accountability because with more accountability, there will be less, I think, opportunity for people to not think before they react.
Right, because
more
that's
accountability.
Just, yeah, I mean, that says that he was scared. Andrew.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He was absolutely scared, right? Again, he reacted because what do you do under the circumstances in the situation? I mean, you just talked about, you know, being in your car, seeing the police, and you just rode right past the turn that you were supposed
right.
to make. You didn't even want to turn. Right, and see what I'm thinking. You ain't want to turn. Hey, Hot Tiger. I said, you sure you want riding dirty? She like, no, I'm not riding dirty. I'm like,
listen,
yeah.
You know, it's just a reflex to not want to even turn where you want where you're supposed to turn, right? Because you don't do nothing wrong, even turning.
Right.
That's problematic. And let me just go a step further. And this is another show, and we probably need to get a doctor on. To counsel us, because I believe we certainly in the African American community have what you just described is like PTSD.
PTSD,
right? Absolutely.
And so,
absolutely,
you know, there's a form of PTSD, or at least there appears to be a form of PTSD specific to interacting with the police. in the African-American community. And I think we certainly need to talk about it, right, so that we can I think, respond better to it. Because what you just described, I have experienced that as well. And so, you know, what it could, and so boom, right? I mean, 100% of us have experienced that. And if that's not PTSD, it says that we fear the police.
Right.
And listen, we fear the police and like, we're very mature. We
right.
should know better. And we fear the police. Right. So, again, there's either some type of PTSD, if not PTSD, because I'm not a doctor, right? I'm not trying to diagnose anybody, but there's trauma for sure that needs to be dealt with.
Dealt with, right.
How do we overcome trauma when we continuously see people like Andrew Brown murdered in the street? It's accountability. I'll say this in the midst of our dear president, who just celebrated today his 100th day in office. I say to you, Mr. President, congratulations. Congratulations, Mr. President. I wish somebody would get you some energy pills, Mr. President. However, I like the work that you're doing, Mr. President. And I love the fact that you are going after a race bill that's going to hold police accountable, right? That's really the only thing I wanted to say about the whole thing. He is being a person of his word. 100 days in, he's vocal, and he's executing on what he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We need accountability in this country as it relates to people getting shot dead in the street that look like us. Come on,
right.
It needs to stop, man.
But I have a question for you guys. I have a serious question. And this is about the young girl. Her name was Michaela? Micaiah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't – how could they have stopped her from stabbing the girl? I mean, I'm not saying that her getting shot
was
right.
That's a whole nother show. Oh, my goodness. We don't even have enough time for this, right? But the knife was on the ground from what I saw. She had already dropped the knife. And so say her name again, CeeLo.
Micaiah Bryan. Yeah, her name was Micaiah.
If you do not know the story, folks, Google it. And we'll talk about it on Monday. But they couldn't have stopped her, to answer your question, right? There was nothing for them to do. It was a youth altercation. Young people fight all the time. Yeah, there was a weapon involved. She did not lunge towards the officer based on what I saw in the video, okay? Now, I could be very wrong. Clearly, video doesn't tell everything, specifically if you don't have the full video. But the officer was not in danger. What I saw was a knife on the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Andrew Brown, or was talking about Andrew Brown tonight. Google the story, follow it. All eyes on Elizabeth City, North Carolina tonight. But listen, be careful. Talk about these issues at home. Right? Educate your children. Love on your children. Tell them that you love them, because the reality is you don't know if they will come back in the door or
not.
Right? So we love y'all. Good night. Back on Monday. Hey, y'all be safe.
Yeah. Be safe out there. Good night.
Yeah.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. real, real talk. Talk radio show. DM Hyman live. DM Hyman live. DM Hyman live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman live. DM Hyman live. DM Hyman live. Talk radio show.